With SDPB Radio News, I'm Chris Loffrey. Local governments in South Dakota will get some of the federal stimulus money given to the state. Governor Kristi Noem is unveiling the Local Government COVID Recovery Fund. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Cities and counties across the state will split $200 million. That's about 15% of South Dakota's $1.25 billion total from the CARES Act. Census data will determine how much each community receives. Noem says reimbursements will follow Treasury Department guidance.
But this is welcome news for a lot of these entities, these counties and cities that have been struggling financially to cover some of the increased costs that they've had taking care of folks struggling with the virus, deliver care, some infrastructure that they've had to invest in, and then also the public safety needs that have been put forward. The uncertainty that created has been a real struggle for most leaders.
Sioux Falls will receive $41.5 million. Minnehaha County will get $13 million, and Lincoln County, $4 million. That amounts to a total of $58.5 million in reimbursements for costs incurred while responding to COVID-19. That's about 30% of the total $200 million pool. Some of that could go to the Minnehaha County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Mike Milstead says his officers have been assigned extra duties over the last several months to help respond to pandemic-related matters. In some cases, those duties exposed them to people who were positive for COVID-19. Milstead says that's when some officers needed temporary housing so they wouldn't carry it home to their families.
Finding housing for police officers, deputy sheriffs that would be exposed or COVID positive but needed a place to stay. Didn't want to go home because they live with their folks or they have their wife and kids. And so they, work to provide adequate housing for officers that would be exposed.
Milstead says his office has also had to purchase equipment for additional cleaning in the jails and is tracking those purchases. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
Gamblers at casinos in Deadwood wagered more than $88 million last month. The new numbers come from the State Revenue Department. That was a rebound from April when the city closed casinos because of the pandemic and no money came in. Gambling wagers are down 24% so far this year compared to 2019. Mike Rodman is executive director of the Deadwood Gaming Association. He says a $2,000 state fee on every gaming machine is due July 1st.
Given all of the other financial impacts that the operators are more than likely not going to be able to relicense all of those devices.
Rodman says state regulators are letting casinos shut machines down until they can pay the fee. He says facilities are taking their own precautions against the spread of COVID-19. Rodman says they're following the governor's guidelines. Casinos associated with hotel franchises are also following corporate guidelines. South Dakota Board of Regents schools are making adjustments to their fall semester schedules due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The institution's semesters begin on August 19th and are ending before Thanksgiving. SDPB's Nick Nelson has more.
The fall semester for South Dakota's universities are beginning 3 days earlier than originally scheduled. This is part of the Board of Regents' plan to have students return to campus during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. The Board of Regents' plan is to return to face-to-face classes while practicing healthy social distance in the classroom. Details are being worked out by the universities on how to carry this out, including reducing class capacity. Lori Nichols is the president of Black Hills State University. She says unlike in the spring, faculty at BH has plenty more time to prepare to make changes to their classes.
It's not just a quick reaction we had to make in a week's time. It's actually we've had the summer to prepare. So one thing we've really tried to do is a lot more faculty development to get our faculty better prepared so that they can do a better job teaching online. And there's been a lot of that going on right now.
One unique challenge for universities is how to incorporate the implications of the pandemic into lessons for students. Lance Roberts is the provost for South Dakota School of Mines and Technology. He says he hopes students at the school will use this moment in history as motivation.
To solve these sorts of issues require engineers and scientists, right? And that's, who are working on trying to figure out this pandemic. What sort of engineering controls do we need to put in place? What, how do we create a vaccine? How do we create other sorts of ways to treat this virus? And so, I hope it is bringing out that curiosity, and students do want to go into engineering and science as a result of this.
In the new fall schedule, there are no three-day weekends. The semester will end before the Thanksgiving holiday, and final exams are being held online December 2nd through the 8th. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Nick Nelson.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.